Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
All right. Well, I'm not quite sure what day it is, but let's call it the Thursday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the guy who cracked and burned on the ice this morning, but you can call me the Big Jack. With me, of course, is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need? Head over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so hopefully you stopped by there yesterday to get a look at the new blog that went up. If not, swing on by today and check it out. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, of course, Dan and I are out there on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
Oh, all right, Dan. Well, let's go ahead and kick today's podcast off with Dan's Drive-In. Figure out what movie you're going to get to watch this weekend. As you know, we had our choices. We carried two over from last week. We carried over Rookie of the Year and The Rookie. And the third movie we added was Miracle, or like Dan likes to call it, The Miracle, just because. You know, you had your options to vote. You had the Twitter feed, the Facebook page, or you could just email us. Again, Dan, like I said, I'm not looking at these. I don't want to know. I want to be completely surprised when they come up. So you let me know who got the win and what are you watching this weekend.
Well, you know, Twitter, if you take a look at that, wasn't too responsive. So, you know, I got the report from the email, and it looks like it was unanimous with The Miracle.
Yay! So, yeah, I got, you know, just so you know, we put the movies up. I hate Rookie of the Year, so I hope you never have to watch that. But, you know, this will be interesting. So, I will be looking forward to see what your review is. Of course, you know, this is the movie based on the 1980 Olympic hockey team. You know, the one thing I still find kind of humorous about this movie, Dan, is obviously I think everybody knows that, you know, they beat the Russians and that was a gigantic accomplishment. But what people seem to forget is that wasn't the gold medal game. They actually had to go out the next day and beat, I believe it was Switzerland, to win the gold medal. So, you know, it's just kind of strange because obviously, you know, beating Russia is a huge deal. But, yeah, it was just like, wait, you know, that didn't win the gold medal. It seems like it did. And, you know, when you hear all this stuff, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay. But, yeah, in reality, that didn't do it. And I think, if I remember right, I've only seen this movie once, but I believe it stars Kurt Russell, right? Did you look into it at all yet?
No, I think so.
So, but yeah, so that'll be interesting. I'm always interested to see what you think of these. I haven't watched this one in quite a long time, so it'll be easy to, or I'd be interested to see what you think. And hopefully it's better than last week, because I know you didn't like last week's movie at all. No.
It was brutal.
You know. But, you know, sadly there's going to be some like that, right? But all right, you know, I guess this is kind of sports related enough to where I really want to get your take on it. You know, I know if I throw the name at you, Bennett, I'm going to guess it's pronounced Omalu or Omalu, maybe something like that. You're probably not going to know who he is. But when I fill you in and tell you that he was apparently the doctor who found the CTE, you know, so that'll give you a little more there. Well, apparently, Dan, there's a lot of questions about this guy, and he apparently has, as the terms here say, he exaggerated his accomplishment, and he also drastically overstated the known risks of CTE. You know, now basically because of this guy, he cost the NFL quite a bit of money. You know, once his reports started coming out, you know, there were lawsuits right and left from former players and former players' families. And, you know, I mean, you name it, there was stuff kind of flying out there. Do you think it would be in bad taste for the NFL to go after him?
No, not at all. I mean, I think, you know, the damage that it did. I mean, there was an entire Hollywood movie, you know, made up about it. So how much did he, you know, garner from his falsification?
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, he's risen to fame because of this. You know, and like you said, there was the movie. I believe Will Smith plays him in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never seen it. Maybe that'll be one of the movies you'll have to watch before baseball gets going. We'll have to find the name out on it. I think it might just be called Concussion. Yeah, I found this, you know, kind of interesting because, I mean, there's been a, you know, a giant blowback to this. Remember, there were players retiring early, you know, parents not letting kids play because of this guy, you know, basically just because of this guy's report. And, you know, like the researcher, Will Hobson, I believe, is the guy who wrote the article, mentioned that that Omalu reaches wide consensus and routinely exaggerates his accomplishments and dramatically overstates the known risks of CTE and contact sports, fueling misconceptions about the disease. So, yeah, it's, you know, obviously it's still an issue, and I know the NFL did report more concussions this year than last year, but you got to think if you're a player worrying about your brain, this has got to be a little bit of a relief to you, right, that it's not a dead set given, like this doctor said, that you're going to get CTE because you played football?
Yeah, I would think it would be kind of a huge relief. And, you know, it, because of his report, I mean, it not only affected football, but wrestling, hockey, you know, all major sports. And I think it pretty much scared the crap out of everybody to the fact that if you play football, basically you're going to die.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, he took claims he claimed to discover it and name it, and apparently he did neither. And now I guess they're going back and looking at some of his, you know, his diagnosis, and they believe he got some of them wrong. They don't know if he correctly diagnosed some of the patients, because basically he was just kind of looking for the limelight. And here you go, Dan. You know, I don't know what kind of money this guy makes in his regular job, but How about this, Dan? This Omalu charges $10,000 minimum to serve as an expert witness in any CTE litigation. And then he also charges $27,500 to appear as a personal speaker. Dan, we're in the wrong business, buddy. You know, I could make two personal appearances a year and be set for the year.
I would prefer about, you know, six.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'd like to make more, but if I had to get by on it, you know, I'd get two. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just kind of thought this was, you know, I don't know if, you know, earth-shattering might be a little too much, but I just thought this was a huge story. And interestingly, of course, every major network is overlooking it because they've already destroyed the NFL for killing people. So there's no way they're going to return and say, oh, well, maybe we jumped the gun because this guy's research was inaccurate. So I don't expect we're going to get to hear that or see that. But, yeah, I was just kind of interested on what you thought, you know, the NFL should do or might do. You know, if you're Roger Goodell and his team of lawyers, what are you doing?
I think you're finding any kind of civil suit you can to go after him. I mean, he pretty much looks like the bad guy in that movie, ain't it?
I don't know. I didn't see it. I'd have to watch it. But yeah, you know, I mean, this guy cost the NFL hundreds of millions of dollars. So it would be really, you know, really interesting to kind of see what they do with it. And yeah, I was just shocked when I heard it today. And I know the Washington Post did a big story on it. If you're looking for it online. If not, you can kind of find the synopsis at profootballtalk.com, and I will throw it up on the Sports Time Radio Facebook page for everybody, so you can jump on and follow the link if you're more interested in it. But, yeah, I don't know if it was, you know, I mean, you think it's just a guy looking for the limelight and he thought he found his in, or what do you think is going through this guy's head?
I don't think at first it was intentional, but you know, you bet why in science there's all multiple checks. You can't just go by what one doctor says.
You know, he just really wanted Will Smith to play him in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, because that's what, you know, that's always been kind of, you know, my life's goal is to have Will Smith portray me in a movie. I don't know how that would work, but. Just one of those, one of those things. So we'll have to see how it goes. But, you know, but yeah, that was, you know, that was kind of, you know, kind of the big thing that popped out at me, you know, NFL wise. You know, the only other thing that, you know, I've kind of heard a lot about lately, and I, you know, this is another one of those stories that just kind of gets sadder and sadder. Have you seen or did you hear anything on the Antonio Brown situation?
I just saw armed burglary. I didn't really have an opportunity to read it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of figured something was wrong when I heard that Drew Rosenhaus dropped him as his agent. You know, because if Rosenhaus is going to cut you loose, there's definitely something wrong with you. I did see today, apparently, they issued a warrant for his arrest in Florida. They want to arrest him for battery. So, yeah, you know, we'll have to kind of see how it goes. But, yeah, they say, what did they say here? Brown faces charges of burglary with battery, which is a felony. and then burglary of an unoccupied conveyance and criminal mischief. So, we will see how that works out. Apparently, they arrested his trainer on Tuesday, who's a gentleman by the name of Glenn Holt. He was charged with felony burglary with battery as well. He posted the $20,000 bond, so he's free. They're saying Brown threw a rock at the driver's moving truck before allegedly battery outside of his home Tuesday. And no surprise, Dan, these court documents were obtained by TMZ. So, but yeah, so it just kind of looks like kind of on a downward spiral, huh? And, you know, this all started over the fact that he refused to pay the $4,000 fee that he agreed on. So,
is this still with that doctor?
No, this looks like it has something to do with him moving. So, yeah, you know, apparently, yeah, he had hired this guy to help to do the moving because he had all Brown's property on the truck. And then when Brown wouldn't pay him, the driver was going to leave with the stuff because that's what they do. I know a guy who used to work for a moving company, and then they hold the stuff until you pay your fee. And that's when the alleged, we'll call it alleged because we don't know yet, happened. But, yeah, I guess at one point Brown actually got in the driver's side of the vehicle and hit the driver. So, we shall see. But I'm kind of under the impression after this, Dan, that his NFL career is over, huh?
Yeah, well, he's definitely not going back to New England.
Yeah. So, because, you know, they're still investigating him for that sexual assault. The NFL hasn't concluded their investigation there yet. So, you know, we'll see what kind of happens about that. And then, you know, Brown he's still trying to collect his money. You know, he's still trying to collect that almost $40 million, you know, between what the Raiders and the Patriots allegedly owe him. You know, if he's going to get caused with, you know, hit with this kind of stuff, he may need that money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, just kind of a incredibly sad situation there when it comes to these guys. You know, another guy with just, you know, a boatload of talent and, you know, just doesn't seem to be able to handle it.
Well, you know, it's all because of that helmet.
Yeah. Didn't you take him with the first pick in the draft a few years ago?
Yeah, but that's when they had that one running back.
Le'Veon Bell?
Yep.
Yeah.
And when he was tearing it up.
You know, I just vaguely remember that you taking him with the, you know, the worst pick in the draft. So
yeah, it ended up being the worst pick in the draft.
That's the story of your football life, though, isn't it? Those things
oh,
kind of happen to you.
Yeah, well, you would think, you know, you've got the first pick and you're literally picking the hottest wide receiver in the NFL, and it completely failed. You know, because Le'Veon Bell played there, and he was getting all the touchdowns.
And then, and then Dan drafts him. That's it. So,
well, you know, that's just like when I had LeSean McCoy with Philly. And what happens with him? Oh, well, he ends up playing on the team with Michael Vick, who at any chance he got within the red zone would run in the ball for a touchdown.
Yeah. Oh, that's just terrible.
You know, it only worked out when I drafted Le'Veon Bell and picked up James Conner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, didn't you have Bell the year he sat out the entire year, 2 years ago?
Yep. I mean, you and I think every single week, we're like, there's no way. This isn't, no way. No way. And sure enough.
I don't think, I don't think anybody thought he was going to sit out the entire year, but he did. And, you know, the weird part is he wasn't very good last year, you know, either for the Jets.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he didn't do anything spectacular.
I honestly didn't expect him to. I think there was a lot of people who thought he was going to have a great career, but, you know, that was my biggest question for, you know, this football season was, what were these guys thinking when they decided to go to Cleveland and the Jets? I mean, I don't know. I think this league is becoming a league, and I don't think these are about, you know, anything other than their money.
Yeah, well, you know, Odell Beckham didn't really have traded there. But, yeah, Bell was looking – he was looking for that payday. You know, I mean, that was his big complaint with Pittsburgh, was he wasn't being paid. So, you know, that's what he wanted, was to go to New York and get paid. I didn't even realize his season was as bad as it was. He didn't even rush for 800 yards last year. You know, only scored 3 touchdowns. You know, he did catch 66 passes, which is a little below his career average, but that's not a bad number for a running back. But, yeah, God, as a whole, I mean, that's terrible looking at, you know, what he did when he was playing with Pittsburgh. He was a stud, but good Lord, he was bad last year. You know, and I'm sure obviously it didn't help that the Jets weren't a great team, but, you know, even so, if you're a superstar, normally you still put up your numbers, and he sure didn't. He averaged 3.2 yards a carry. Wow. Jeez. Oh, but all right, well, enough of that garbage. You know, and I completely forgot to ask you yesterday. I guess maybe we just ran out of time or I spaced it off because it was the NBA, and frankly, I just don't care. But did you, were you up to see any of the super hot Zion Williamson debut last night that the Mickey Mouse Network was stuffing down everybody's throat?
No. I missed the entire thing.
Yeah, obviously I was in bed long before it ever took place, but apparently from the reports I heard, he stunk for 3 quarters and then played really well in the 4th. So, you know, maybe he just needed a little time to warm up. You don't have him on in our fantasy league? You're not a Zion Williamson owner?
No, I wasn't lucky enough to land him.
So, yeah, you know, there obviously that was, I was surprised that it was really the big talk over the fact that, you know, LeBron played in New York, I believe, last night, you know, and the Lakers won. So I thought that would be a big deal. But, you know, I guess they're looking for new stars. Maybe the Mickey Mouse Network is learning something and they realize they got to build some new guys. Because they really, you know, they really pushed it on how well the guy played in the 4th quarter. And, you know, he looked healthy and, you know, everything's going to be fantastic. And, you know, he's the next superstar. And like, easy, guys, it's been one game. Hang on. You know?
Well, and I think they get too drawn up on one person. I mean, the league, you know, is, what, 30 teams times five?
Yeah.
So you have about, what, you know, minimum 1,500 players? Am I wrong? I'm so wrong.
Well, you know, there's...
Yeah, I mean, there's only about 360, roughly, that, you know, show up every day. But, you know, to kind of just do one guy out of that doesn't really do much.
Well, you know, it was what the thing I actually find even more humorous about it is, you know, obviously, he did play really well in the fourth quarter after he struggled. I mean, you know, there's no denying that. I mean, you know, he only played 18 minutes, so they're working him in. But he had 22 points and 7 rebounds. That's not bad at all for 18 minutes. What I find humorous is absolutely no point in any of the reports that I saw did they mention that his team lost. So it was just kind of like, oh, okay. Did we forget something, or how did this work out that we just happened to forget to add in the final score, because everybody seems to think that they're going to get into the eighth seed now in the West since he's returned. And maybe you want to mention the outcome just in case, you know, but again, you know, to use Dan's old phrase on him, why ruin a good story with the facts, right, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know, just kind of baffling, but we'll see how he goes. I think he's, when do they play next? I didn't even bother to look to see when they play next. That's how excited I was about it. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah,
there's quite a few games tomorrow.
He's with the Pelicans, right?
Yes, the New Orleans Pelicans. Yeah, they do play tomorrow, so we'll get to see that. There are three games tonight, Dan. We got Washington at Cleveland, and then the other two games here are on TNT. You can watch the Lakers at the Nets. I know you're excited about that. And then we got the Mavericks at the Trailblazers as the nightcap. Well, those are the two TNT games. If you're off with nothing else to do, you can check those out.
The Mavericks sound like one with Luka Doncic.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem with that for me, of course, is so that's out of my – that's definitely out of my depth there. So.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I'll be working again tonight. So.
And then I did get a kick out of it. The young kid from Atlanta, Trae Young, is apparently leading the guards in voting in the Eastern Conference. I want to see if I can double check that here. West, East. Yeah, he's actually the leading vote getter for East guards. It's him, Kyrie Irving, then Kemba Walker. they were kind of discussing it today on, I believe the show is called High Noon. And Pablo Torre is one of the hosts, and he actually mentioned that he didn't think Young should be an all-star because he's a terrible defender. So, Dan, I got two questions for you. A, who plays defense in the NBA anymore anyways? And B, when was the last time you saw somebody play defense in an all-star game? Did I lose Dan? Of course I – no, he's still there. Okay. Where'd you go, Dan? I need you to answer my questions.
Well, you know, the wheel's turning, the mouse is running. I have no clue. I don't even think they played it in the Jordan era, right? Did they play defense?
Well,
the old Lakers, Celtics era?
You know, Dennis Rodman did play defense. So, you know, we did have that. You know, Scotty Pippen played a little defense. But, yeah, I actually laughed so hard I had to change the channel because I just couldn't put up with it anymore.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know how I feel about All-Star games to begin with. So I'm not – I don't know. I don't even know what to say anymore.
Well, you know,
I mean,
guy's talking about defense in an All-Star game. They end 180 to 170. I just don't understand. I just didn't understand what he was talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think they need to switch the format up somehow. I mean, I get that the whole, you know, LeBron and whoever the other captain is and picking regardless of division or league or however you want to phrase it didn't maybe work out as how they planned for it. But, I mean, maybe they need to look into some extreme measures like the NHL and doing some kind of 3-on-3 or something, or just half court, you know, like the big three. Oh, I guess you don't want to do anything like the big three, but they've got to come up with something because, I mean, all the stuff that is fun to watch, and then it's like the All-Star game comes on, and you're like, all right, let's see what else is on. Prime time.
Yeah. Yeah, I have, and you know, you can, Dan, if you want. They're announcing the starters. So we'll actually, I think they're announcing them right now. So you and I will probably miss it, but I'm sure if we really want to, we can catch up to it at any time we need. But yeah, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I'm in the same boat you are. I like All-Star Saturday night. I enjoy the skills competition. You know, even like the dunk competition has improved the last few years. You know, for a while it was way down. So, you know, I enjoy all that stuff. And then when the All-Star game itself comes on, I'm looking for something else to watch. I mean, it's not even a good pickup game because that's all it really is. You know, it's a bunch of buddies out there playing pickup basketball. But at least, like, you know, when you play against your friends, you guard them. You know, in this case, these guys just kind of stand around and watch each other shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well,
yeah,
that's the
I don't
thing. Know. I mean, of all the All-Star game, well, you know, of all four, huge, huge pool to pick from, right? I mean, this one is literally the most pointless 2 hours of your life. Ooh, yay, you were able to see, you know, I mean, it was pretty cool to see LeBron and Joakim Noah have some, you know, pretty cool passing. They did ran some plays a couple years ago. I thought that was cool. I was like, oh, does that mean LeBron and Joakim are going to hook up somewhere? You know, that would have been pretty cool. But other than that, I mean, there really isn't anything exciting about the NBA All-Star game. You know, when that game comes up, I mean, you might as well just, you know, let all those guys show up one Sunday at a stadium and set them up in different parts and let the fans do what they actually want to do and get a picture and an autograph with, you know, at least two of their favorite players. I mean, it's just such a bore.
Yeah, there's not a, you know, not much you can say about it. I mean, I'm kind of in the ballpark where you are. I think the All-Star game is a waste of time, just like I think the Pro Bowl is a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy the changes hockey made. I really do. You know, I think they did a nice job of really making it exciting. You know, the way they changed their format, and you know, baseball is baseball. You can't really do much there. They actually have to go out and play a baseball game. So, you know, that one, you know, I don't have a problem with that one. I can actually sit there and watch that one.
Big Jack, I set up the alerts for the Mothership's app. Don't ask me why. I was contemplating paying for ESPN Plus, then my dad gave me his password again, so I'm okay. you know, in light of that, I did sign up for alerts, which I don't know why I haven't deleted the app yet. But I did get a breaking one. This is ultimate breaking news. I know you have no clue about this at all, but the Mets named Luis Rojas as the manager.
Yeah, they finally made it official, huh?
Yeah. So, I mean, that I don't know. It cracks me up because sometimes I think these guys, whoever the headline writers or the editors are, they need to chill. Connecticut, I don't know if, well, you know, sure, while you're on the job, you're not allowed to smoke legal weed if you are working. And you're not, you know, not really allowed to drink, but it is a different field. You know, I mean, the entertainment field has some stigmas to it. And, you know, there's a lot of recreational users of whatever in entertainment field. So, but I mean, it just kills me that they still do stuff like that. And I mean, you've brought it up so many times where you see breaking news, you know, LeBron chipped a nail. Hey,
yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's like weird is, you know, like tomorrow the breaking news will be the fact that Eli Manning retired, even though for 2 days everybody's been reporting Eli Manning retired, even though he hasn't even had his press conference. So I think it would be funny after all this if he came back and went, well, you know, after some consideration I decided I want to play one more year, I just got to find a team to sign with. I think that would be funnier than hell. So.
Well, you know, I think it would be even better if he already had the contract lined up, and
yeah, he,
you know, he's not
signing.
Uh-huh.
So, but yeah, that'll just be the thing. Tomorrow will be, oh look, breaking news, he retired. He's been telling me for 2 days he's retired. How is this breaking news?
Yeah.
I don't get it. So. No, but yeah, I guess that's just how it is today in our, you know, our social media driven world where everybody's got to be the first to put the story up there. I guess it's breaking news when you post it.
Yeah. Speaking of breaking news, I kind of wanted to get your opinion on this, and because I didn't know if LeBron named his son Bron or Bronny or it's LeBron Jr. I don't know if you can clarify that, but being called Bronny, I don't know, whatever. You know, that's how families go. I guess I'd have to – it just doesn't roll off the tongue so easily. But I was confused because I thought that he was living in California, but yet his son had a high school basketball game on the East Coast. I don't remember if it was New York or Boston area, somewhere. So I thought, number one, that's like a flag. Like, I don't – what high school is he a part of that they're on a national schedule and being, you know, traveling across the country for high school basketball, unless it was some major tournament, whatever. However the case goes, I guess that's irrelevant. But apparently some of the fans were throwing – some kind of the trash or just stuff at the kid. And I don't know. It just kind of, it killed me. I don't, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm LeBron's biggest fan, or even if I was, it just, it's like a lot of horse crap that you would go to a kid's high school basketball game and essentially heckle the kid as if you're at a pro NBA game. Now, I don't know if you read that, but I don't know. It just some of these people, can you ban them for life for showing up to those high school games anymore? I'm sure they wouldn't care, but I mean, what is wrong with people?
All right, well, let me start with where you started. He actually is LeBron James Jr. His nickname is Bronny. And he goes to Sierra Canyon School in Chatsworth, Los Angeles. So that's where that goes. I don't know what's wrong with these morons. These are high school kids. I mean, Bronny is actually only 15. He's a freshman. And it was almost as bad. I don't know if you caught this question, but they interviewed LeBron after the game yesterday. And some dumbass reporter asked him, if the Knicks were to draft Bronny, would LeBron sign there to play with him? Dan, we're talking about something that at the closest is 4 years away. And this was the best question this guy could come up with after a game. So there you go. That's how, that's how these guys are. But yeah, after coaching for as long as I did, it's kind of frightening to see parents and fans and just kind of the way it's worked out with this. I don't understand the process of being so invested in just one high school game that you would go to the point of actually throwing something at the kids on the court. Obviously they should definitely be banned for life, if you can catch them. But yeah, I'm never going to understand that at all. Like when we were in high school, we used to, heckle the other team. But again, we were going to that high school, rooting for that high school, and wanting them to win. So I think that made a little more sense. If you're there rooting for your kid, I can get it. You can get a little bit into it, but you still got to be smart enough to know when to be able to pull it back. You can't just get out there and, go ape crazy. I mean, sadly, like I've seen, youth parents for football, I'm sure you may have caught the video too as well, but I mean, there have been youth parents who've ran out on the field and attacked referees because, they didn't like the call, the way it kind of went. It's baffling that you get that invested in this kind of situation. I mean, it's great that you're involved in your kid's life and your kid's activities. Obviously I don't have any, I don't know anything about this. I was a volunteer coach and, the reason all the kids liked me was because I didn't have a kid on the team. So I didn't have any favorites. I played the best players and the kids who deserved to play, which in times got me in trouble with a lot of parents because there's a lot of parents out there who think their kid is better than he or she actually is. So, you get the right and the wrong with all of it, but yeah, to, verbally abuse a high school kid, it was, you know, it was as bad as that jackleg LeVar Ball pulling his AAU team off the court because he didn't like the ref's calls and they walked out of a game. Really, that's fantastic. You're teaching your kids just a fantastic way to be. You know, I mean, you don't get any calls. So okay, well let's leave. You know, let's just walk away. So, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It, you know, it's one of those things that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But sadly, there's these people out there that are just that much into it, really? Are you really that out of control at a high school game where you're supposed to be the adult? That's fantastic. You know, what a fantastic. Impression you just made on the children. People may forget, but LeBron James' oldest kid is only 15. You know, obviously we talk about him a lot, you know, because it's LeBron James and there's a lot of discussion about LeBron James and his family. And, you know, since Bronny happens to be a very good high school basketball player, you know, who's already being recruited by college. I know Ohio State has been recruiting him. So, you know, I mean, there's going to be a lot of this, you know, kind of talk with him. But, yeah, you have to remember, in the end, he's a 15-year-old kid who's on a team with a bunch of other teenagers. Is it really that wonderful of you to heckle them and throw things, unless of course you happen to be a kid? You know, I mean, if you're another kid and you're rooting against that team, that's great. You know, make fun of them, but do it obviously, you know, in the right way. You know, don't get out there and, you know, swear at them or drop, you know, racial slurs or any of that garbage that we're going into from time to time. But yeah, you know, I mean, you got to be smart about it. And for adults to do it or parents to do it, yeah, I mean, they should just ban these people forever. You know, I don't care if it's somebody's mother, somebody's father, your aunt, your uncle. Get out. Don't come back. Yeah. You know, these kids have got enough pressure now when you're 15 and you're expected to, you know, be an NBA star because your dad is. Go away.
Oh. Well, and you said when you rolled into the, you know, you shouldn't be heckling unless you're, I thought you were going to say LeVar Ball, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, in my experience with, I think high school basketball is a lot different than football in the fact that you're a little bit closer to the action, obviously, with high school basketball. Because, I mean, the nicest part about my nephew playing in high school was the fact that what all the parents were now, you know, what they were doing in peewee football, all the jaw jacking and just the annoyances was cut down 100% because they weren't, you know, that close to the field anymore. And the high school coaches didn't give a damn what your parent had to say. So.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, that was kind of the nice thing. But, you know, with the basketball court, you know, being right on top, the stands being right on top of it in high school games, you know, it's a little bit more intimate. And I could see how that kind of crap can kind of carry over, which it's just, it's childish. It's ridiculous.
Hey, and while we're talking about jacklegs, Dan, I have to add in my own personal pick. And it's my guy Michael Kay, who went on his radio show and demanded to know the name of the guy who didn't vote for Derek Jeter. All right, now, I don't know. Now, Dan, I don't understand this, but, you know, if anybody knows Michael Kay and you happen to be listening to the podcast, tell the jackleg to go to bbwaa.com on February 4th, and they will be releasing the ballot. All right? I'm sorry he's got to wait a week or whatever it is to get his information. You know, oh, God forbid that somebody the status of Michael Kay has to wait to get something. All the ballots are going to be released there, jackleg. So you'll get to know who voted for who and who didn't vote for who. And we can all find out who didn't vote for Derek Jeter. And then you guys can all light your torches and go to his house and stand in his yard like a bunch of idiots. So, but yeah, I couldn't believe that. Like, he's somebody special. Like, there's anybody out there who gives a crap what Michael Kay has to say about the Hall of Fame voting. Yeah, I need to know who didn't vote for Derek. Shut up! You know, like I told you idiots yesterday, think about it. Derek Jeter was a fantastic player. He's not the greatest player of all time. He's not the greatest Yankee of all time, and he's not the greatest shortstop of all time. What makes him a unanimous selection to the All-Star, to the Hall of Fame? Because he was a Yankee and everybody liked him? Okay. Great. You know, I mean, I probably would have voted for him just because of the women he hooked up with. I mean, if you ever saw the list of some of the women that Derek Jeter dated, you know, that got, I should say, got gift baskets from Derek Jeter, hey, you know, I'm more envious of that, I think, than his baseball career. But, you know, that's just because I'm a gigantic loser when it comes to women. And, you know, I just one of those things. So, you know, that was pretty impressive to me. But the fact that, you know, you guys just can't stop crying about it. You know, and sadly, Dan, I didn't even turn the MLB Network on today. This Michael KBS popped up in my Twitter feed. And it's just like, please, you know, you guys have to shut up about this. You know, and I'm just so baffled that everybody thinks he should have been unanimous.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess I never looked at it the way you put it yesterday with if he wasn't a Yankee. I mean, do you think he'd still make the Hall of Fame, his career? Because, I mean, if he's not a Yankee, you automatically take away 3 World Series titles.
So, yeah, but, you know, he did have 3,000 hits,
mm-hmm.
you know, and those kind of things. So he had the numbers to be a Hall of Famer. You know, the other humorous thing is people forget that there was a point in time where he was so bad as a shortstop that the Yankees considered moving him to center field. So.
Is that when they got Alfonso Soriano?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't remember. So.
And then he went to play the outfield?
Yeah. Yeah, when he could no longer play second base. So, but yeah, it's so, you know, so strange with the way this is all, you know, all kind of playing out. And, you know, I mean, just listening to these guys, well, this guy should have his vote taken away from him. Really? Why? You know, where were you when we had questions about all these other guys that, you know, didn't get in or didn't get this guy's vote or that guy's vote or, you know, however you want to look at it. I mean, hell, you know, you want to be that way. Let's go back and start looking at everybody's ballot and try to figure out why they didn't vote for this person.
Yeah. Well, and that's where kind of the discrepancy with, you know, the one thing I truly don't care for is the process. Because, I mean, think about it. When it comes to the MLB awards at the end of the season and the Hall of Fame, it's all based on voting by reporters. And then their interactions with them influence their vote. So, I mean, let's, you know, go back to the future. Let me confuse the hell out of you for a minute there. But let's go back to 1988. And, you know, my mom's out there kissing the high school coach's ass so that I can get on the team and I make it to the pros. I would have gone back and told my mom, you know, told myself, like, hey, every city you go to when you're in the Major League Baseball, don't say anything mean to those reporters. Be their friend,
yeah.
Buy them, you know, if you're out at the restaurant, you see them, pick up their tab, you know, do the whole nine. And you can play nine seasons and have, you know, pretty above average season, career, and you'll get into the Hall of Fame simply because everyone liked you. And that's what Oh, well, you can't hate Daniel, you know. Dan the man, he was buying us dinners and lunches and, you know, picking up our tabs at the bar and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's where, you know, the problem comes in with the whole voting is there is no criteria for the Hall of Fame. There's no criteria really for the MLB awards. I think that's why the NFL's the Football Hall of Fame, to me, is a little bit more prestigious.
You know, and, you know, I mean, when you think about it, I mean, it seems obviously like Derek Jeter was a good dude. You know, I mean, when you see his interview, you hear things about him, it seems like he was a really good guy. And, again, I don't have any issue at all. I mean, I think we kind of knew he was going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. I know we got David Ortiz coming up in a few years. I'll be interested to see if he's a unanimous vote. I actually saw an article where they were talking about guys they thought would be unanimous when their time comes. And I saw a guy who actually believes that Alex Rodriguez should get 100% of the vote. And I was thinking, man, with all his PED issues, he's not even going to get in.
That's so, kind of what I was thinking.
I mean, he's probably a bigger cheater than either Bonds or Clemens. You know, and
well,
I know but I'm wondering if maybe because he's remade his image. Does that get him in?
Yeah, well, and it's funny you say that because 5 years ago, anybody who touched anything or even pitched against the guy who was on steroids was, you know, deemed steroid era. And, I mean, I get it. You're not happy with it. But at the end of the day, I think all these guys that were so pissed off about the steroid era need to get their heads out of their asses and realize that if it weren't for that era – this game would not be where it is today, all because of that 1994 strike.
Yeah.
McGuire and Sosa and all those guys put the MLB back on the map, whether you like it or not.
McGuire, they saved baseball. So, you know, that's what it was, Sammy and Mark. So, but, it just kind of baffled. Really, is it really that important that we know who didn't vote for him? You know, just give me a vote. I can't deal with it. You know, and then again, you know, if you really want to know, wait until the ballots are released. Why is everybody up in arms about this now when we're going to be able to find out about it?
Yeah.
So, you know, they're making it seem like we're never going to know and they're going to keep it secret forever. No, the ballots are going to be released. So I just give up. Any of the other Thank you, Mark. Hello.
Or some radio.com.